and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever confronted something in the Bible that made you say, "Really?" Years ago now, well, perhaps a decade ago, the preacher asked the congregation to turn to someone near them and talk about something religious that made them wonder, "Really?" A young woman next to me turned and said, "That whale thing in Jonah. Really?" She was being trained to be an environmental engineer and said, "Whales don't eat people." Well, the discussion around that is not at all the point this evening, but the experience brings me back to that question. For me, one of the moments of questioning arises out of the gospel reading this morning. They, that being the Pharisees, noticed that some of Jesus' disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. Both of my parents went to Western Maryland College in Westminster. Yeah, that's what they used to call it. And they talked about the teachers that they had at Western Maryland when we were growing up. They talked about teachers that they really appreciated, but they also talked about at least one other who was fastidiously excessive, who constantly washed his hands and never touched a doorknob without a Kleenex, separating his hand from threatening germs. Now, those same parents taught me, sometimes unsuccessfully, that I should wash my hands before eating. Mom had been a science major, after all. Several years ago, now in the doctor's office, what would turn into an infection that I still had, that I was recovering from, noticed that I coughed into my hands rather than my arm, and chastised me and offered me an alcohol-based sanitizer. Well, we've all been through the COVID thing now. Why, the Pharisees asked, do your disciples eat with unwashed hands and other practices, including washing the dishes? And Jesus replied, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand, there is nothing outside a person by going in can defile, but it is the things that come out that defile. It is then that I say to myself, really? Well, yeah, really. Because Jesus is not making judgment about personal hygiene. It is about community that Jesus is interested, as was the law of the Old Testament, even though Jesus apparently was unaware, therefore misses the point of the impact of hygiene on community well-being. It is written from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication and theft and murder and adultery and avarice and wickedness and deceit and licentiousness and envy and slander and pride and folly. These are the things that a person can do that destroys the possibility of community. And that's what Jesus is on about. He goes on to say all of these evil things come within and they defile a person. The point is not inside to outside, but rather it is that we go to such extremes to protect ourselves with little care for the community around us. In Mark's gospel, everything will point beyond the present and its situation, and will invite us to live toward the kingdom of God. Not the kingdom as a place for some deserving community, but the kingdom of God as a resetting of human realities and possibilities. Think about that this evening. The gospel is not about what a few good people do to get into heaven. It is about a call to reset the expectations of all humanity, that there might be brotherhood, that there might be love, that there might be joy. The Pharisees of the first century Judaism had, for some good reasons, turned the faith of their ancestors from a promise of good things for the people of God into a promise of good things for some deserving people among the one-time people of God. The sanitary laws for the good of the people were amended so that some people could be pointed at as clean and thereafter deserving compared to the unclean and therefore undeserving. Have you ever confronted that in your Bible studies? You certainly know that Jesus was not going to stand for that kind of sorting among his people. So you should not be surprised that among that sort goes Jesus' name. A large branch of Protestant Christianity takes no shame in basing everything on what it is proclaiming the deserving from the undeserving. We should be shocked and be shouting it from the mountaintops, because it is precisely the thing that pour out from our greed, fornication and theft and murder and avarice and wickedness and deceit and licentiousness and slander and pride and folly. All of these evil things come from within. And they defile us because they destroy community. Not because they make us better than the rest of community, but precisely because they destroy community. And that destroyed kingdom of God, damaged by behavior of God's own people. So, wash your hands. Yeah, Karen, I know I forget. Cough into your sleeves. Be cautious about cooking and washing. And oh yes, there is that thing about immunizations. Do it because we know that something that was not obvious at all to first century Jews or even first century followers of Jesus, it turns out that all of those things are much about community as well as about individual. But more than anything else, work to avoid the greed that says, I'm better than you. I'm more important than you. I deserve more than you. That's Jesus' concern. They are the things that destroy us, and in the process, the vision of God's kingdom on earth. Feel really good about getting to this point. Feel frustrated because I know how hard it is, really, in any of the ways you can think of, work for the kingdom of God. Work for the good of one another. Work for the good of that huge community out there. And in the face of craziness, look for peace. Look for joy. Look for love. And look for healing. Amen.
Amen.